Dear brothers and sisters all across America and around the world listening in today, welcome back to the Officer Jack McLamb program, coming to you from the high Rocky Mountains of Idaho, USA. Good to be back with you today, folks. Very good. Hope you're having a good weekend, and we are very pleased here at our two military and police associations to be back with you today. And hopefully we'll have a great program today. We're going to take call-ins during the second hour, so you could get on the line anytime you want to. The call-in number is 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. Actually, it'd be better if you'd wait to the second hour or to when we're close, because we've got a lot of things to discuss today. Well, we just got a notification yesterday, or no, day before yesterday, Friday, from Walter Burian at CAFRA.com, and he evidently, there's pictures of prison cells being unloaded in Provo, Utah. We have trains coming in, loaded with these huge 8x10 concrete prison cells that they've been unloading there in Provo, Utah. I guess over 100 of them or 200 of them, something like that. But very interesting, folks. I have looked at the pictures, and there's no question about it. They are prison cells that are being rolled in by as freight on our trains, and it looks like that they can be moved anywhere, okay, and just dropped. And they hook together, they can be stacked together, and to build a prison area within just days. Here's the information, folks. I think this may be, I've never heard of this before, so this is, there's a lot of things going on around the nation, folks, that points to us being under martial law here very soon, okay? All right, we'll be right back after these important messages.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Now be honest. Is your sex drive what it used to be? Don't ignore the warning signs. Prostate problems begin around age 40. And by 60, one out of every two men will have these symptoms. And they do not go away. Take Super Beta Prostate. It has 3,000 times more concentration of the key ingredient in saw palmetto. It's so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules in order to get the same health benefits of one Super Beta Prostate. Try it risk-free for 30 days and give your prostate the nutrition it needs. For a risk-free trial of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-362-5848. That's 1-800-362-5848. With Super Beta Prostate, you get results or you get your money back. Or log on to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click onto the Super Beta Prostate banner to learn more about the product.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Question: is the world getting better or vastly worse? A world economic collapse could come any day. Question: are you prepared or are you ignoring the signs? Question: do you have 7 years of healthy food for your family? Answer. Go to survivalistseeds.com now. 12,000 seeds giving you 5,000 pounds of food for just 4 pennies a pound. Without a long-term food solution, your choices are limited. Visit survivalistseeds.com and check out our Doomsday Water Filter System. Without water, you die. It's all online at survivalistseeds.com. Are you prepared? That's survivalistseeds.com. Go to survivalistseeds.com. Do it now or become property of the New World Order.
Officer Jack McLam program. I'm that old retired cop, Jack McLam, here with you. And everything's pointing to very soon, folks, we're going to be under military rule here in this country, a totalitarian system. And this is just more of the same. Nobody wants to talk about it, why these several hundreds of these prison cells made of concrete, 8x10, they look like about 8x10 anyway. The guy standing beside it, and by the height of the man, you can pretty much tell they're about 8x10. 200 pods of these prison cells have been unloaded there in Provo, Utah. Here's the information. I received the following communications today. It appears that government has new logo building blocks to play with. Prison cells that are designed to snap together to build a prison anywhere at any time and to meet the demand. The new logo style can be snapped together to make 100,000 cell prisons, 3 or 10 blocks high. They can be stacked on each other. Rather expensive to make these mobile type units, don't you think? Our government must see a need for them somewhere. Your town, when needed, maybe? Move them in, move them out, confiscate a few of these units and stack them in D.C. and on Wall Street. They are truly needed there and could be put to good use. Ha ha. Okay. Well, there's some great pictures here, folks, of these prison cells. Even inside, the guy went inside and took pictures, and you can see that there's a hard wooden piece of board there for a bed, and then there's a little round seat about the size of a pie plate that comes out from the wall. A steel beam comes out from the wall, and you sit on this little pie plate of a seat, and there's a little outcrop from the wall, looks like it's made of wood, that's your desk. You can set it on this little seat and write or read a book or something in this cell. And according to the outside now, we got a guy standing there in camis, and you can tell that it's prison doors on the cells there. And they look about 8 to 10 foot, 10 foot long and about 8 foot wide, they look like. But if you'd like to see these folks, I'm having a little trouble telling you how to go see them because I don't see any way to do it. Although, now that it's out, this information is out, you might very well be able to go to Google on your computer or somebody else's computer and see these pictures that someone, a patriot, has taken as these things were unloaded off the rail cars in Provo, Utah. It's incredible, folks, but it seems like everything we're seeing today is setting us up for martial law, okay? But you could go on the web and put Provo, Utah, okay? P-R-O-V-O, I think it is. Let's see here. Let me look up here. Am I spelling that right? Pro, P-R-O-V-O. I'm pretty sure that's Provo, Utah. And put prison pods, P-O-D-S. Prison pods or prison cells. Comma, and then put railroad. Okay, railroad. And probably this will come up. As I'll bet you anything, he put it on the web now. Great pictures here of our coming detention centers for those that, you know, keep in mind, folks, that when they do the roundups under martial law and they're going to come pick up 50 million Americans, they've already said that, under martial law, and these are going to be Christians. And this isn't the lukewarm Christians that do nothing but go along with the Antichrist system, as 98%, probably 98% of the Christians in America are going along and not doing what God told them to do in Psalms 94:16 in the Bible. But this is going to be Christians like me and you who are activists and are trying to stop this Antichrist synagogue of Satan from running us into this Antichrist world government system. And also patriots. You don't have to be a Christian to be picked up. But I want to remind you, as a police officer, a police investigator, that when you round up hundreds of people, you need some place to put them. And these prison cells right here, you could probably put 10 to 20 people, 10 to 15 people in each one of these cells, so that you can go through the process, the booking process, because you're going to have hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people rounded up at one time by your police officers. In the city of Phoenix alone, at my police department, we had 2,600 police officers under arms, okay? So now, when these people are called in to go out and round you up, they're going to come back with hundreds and hundreds of detainees, and they're going to have some place to put them. So what we discovered It was one of our patriots there in Phoenix about 20 years ago, was working on one of these job sites. He was a construction man, and he had a job site building these security rentals, you know, where you go down and rent a security little cell for putting your property in, okay, these security buildings. And he was building one of these security buildings in east of Phoenix, and it had Constantina wire across the top. It looked like a fort, matter of fact, because the security was so well done. But it was a private, according to what he was told, it was a private security building for you to rent little spaces in there, little rooms that you could put your lock on the door. But the thing is, he was told by his boss to go in the trailer, the construction trailer, and bring out a map, a diagram rather, not a map, but a diagram of the building, of how these buildings were supposed to be put together. So he went in the construction trailer and brought out several of these on the table there, laid them out on the table to see which one his boss might want, and he saw at the very top of one of them, Bureau of Prisons. Bureau of Prisons. And he looked down, and it was the site that he was working on, but inside these rooms, they had one water pipe coming in and a toilet in these rooms he was building for storage facilities that you could rent. He wondered why all of these rooms had a toilet and water coming in, because they hadn't been told about that. And so what he saw was that it was a prison that he was building and not a storage facility, a private storage facility. And so he sent me a photograph of these cells that was supposed to be storage facilities that you could rent. And sure enough, behind the wall, they had water pipes and a toilet in there. So it made sense to me that when they do the roundup, folks, you probably have some of these storage facilities in where you live. And what it is that they put in the water pipe and put in the toilet, and then they mask it over with concrete, thin concrete, in the floor, the toilet hole, and in the wall, they mask it over with concrete, and you can't see the water pipe. So you rent this thing for a year or two, and you don't know it, but it's a prison cell. And so at some time, folks, the government, because these were built for the Bureau of Prison, even though a guy acts like he's the owner of it, and you pay him every month. But they can easily, when they're going to start the roundup, just throw you out and throw out your material, your storage stuff, and break a hole in the wall and put the fitting for the water pipe on the wall, and then put the toilet in. And it won't take them any more than an hour to do this per cell. Very quick. And so it made sense to us cops. I showed this picture around to various police officers. And it made sense to us that they were counting on doing a huge roundup in Phoenix and in the surrounding area outside Phoenix. And they'd have to have places to store all of these hundreds and hundreds or thousands and thousands of people. And that would be the perfect place in these storage facilities, because they have high security in these storage facilities. We'll be right back after these messages.
It's a fact.
Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Sorry, folks, I had to sneeze. I had to hit the cough button there. Welcome back to the Officer Jack McLam program. And I just wanted to share that story with you about how we found out prisons were really being built in the Phoenix area, Scottsdale, all the way to the east, and without anybody's knowledge, except we found out as cops, because of a patriot friend who had taken pictures of this diagram from the Bureau of Prisons that they were making these security rental centers actually into prison cells. Now, I'm thinking that Provo, Utah folks and these small areas that these pods are being delivered to, and here they are in Utah, Vernell, Manti, Logan, Farmington, and not too far from Gunnison, Colorado there. So these are very small towns, folks, and they may not have those security rentals in those small towns. So they're bringing in these 200 pod cells to put people in areas where they don't have these secret prisons that you rent as rentals for putting your property in, okay, is what it looks like here. They're going to very small towns, these 200 jail cells. And so they will be coming to small towns, too, to round you up, you know. And it all depends on if you fight or if you don't. If you go, if you allow them to go to put you in these prison cells, folks, it's all over for you, okay? If you're going to fight, you're going to have to fight before you go to prison, before they get you locked up in handcuffs and leg cuffs and all that stuff. You got to fight before that. And I've seen that in law enforcement for years. Many of the criminals out there know that when I come for you as a law enforcement person and I get you in shackles, in handcuffs, it's over for you. So you got to fight before that point if you're going to fight, okay, to not go to prison. Because these prisons are not under martial law, folks. You're not going to get a hearing. It's going to be just like Boy George Bush and President Cheney, and he is our real president, but Boy George Bush is his puppet. The CIA prison gulags that they've set up where they snatch you off the streets of America, whisk you away on a rendition flight, and you never be heard from again. You don't go to prison. I mean, you do not go to court. You do not have an attorney. You're just gone, okay? This is what it'll be like if you get picked up, okay? So if you're going to fight, you got to fight before you're picked up and put in shackles, or it's going to be over for you, okay? Just keep that in mind. This is going to be the Antichrist synagogue of Satan coming for you to pick you up. Because we've already talked about the red and blue dots on your mailboxes on the sidewalk to where the foreign troops are going to come in and they see a red dot on the sidewalk outside your house or they see a red dot on your mailbox. They come in, pull you out, and if it's a red dot, they shoot you and your family in the head and leave you laying in the yard or in the house. And then they go to the next house and it might be a blue dot. And if it's a blue dot, they pull you out and they put you in these CIA prison camps, these FEMA prison camps, and you'll never go to court, and your children will be put in pedophile camps. They're building these pedophile camps for kids so that the rich, the super rich, can come and have their way with your children. And so, folks, mostly this is going to be foreign troops coming to your door because Our police officers and our soldiers, there's so many of them today, that are patriotic, and they're not going to want to do what the red and blue list wants them to do, all right? Now, if you have a yellow dot outside on your sidewalk or on your mailbox, you're going to be perfectly fine to serve the Antichrist in the Antichrist world government system because you've proven yourself to already be serving the Antichrist. You don't stand up for anything. You don't speak out about anything. You just go to church each day and pay your tithes, and the minister tells you to obey all evil government because all government's of God, and you do, and you don't speak out about anything. So you'll have a yellow dot on your sidewalk or on your mailbox, and that means you'll make a good slave for the Antichrist. Okay, take the mark of the beast, and you'll be just fine until the Lord comes back, and then you're going into the pits of hell for taking the mark of the beast. But anyway, I would suggest if you see a red dot on your mailbox or on your sidewalk or a blue dot, you go out and paint it yellow to confound the foreign troops, because the foreign troops won't speak your language. And they've got to have those dots on there to know what to do to the families in those homes in your neighborhood, okay? So just paint a yellow dot over the blue or red dot and confound the heck out of them. We'll be right back after these messages, folks.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
It's a fact.
Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Question: is the world getting better or vastly worse? A world economic collapse could come any day. Question: are you prepared or are you ignoring the signs? Question: do you have 7 years of healthy food for your family? Answer. Go to survivalistseeds.com now. 12,000 seeds giving you 5,000 pounds of food for just 4 pennies a pound. Without a long-term food solution, your choices are limited. Visit survivalistseeds.com and check out our Doomsday Water Filter System. Without water, you die. It's all online at survivalistseeds.com. Are you prepared? That's survivalistseeds.com. Go to survivalistseeds.com. Do it now or become property of the New World Order.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Okay, folks, welcome back. Welcome back. Enough on the prison system, I guess, that's coming our way. Now, keep in mind, folks, that you can stop this by praying to God. You know, we can pray to God that He will have will take action to stop this Antichrist world government system if enough Christians get back on their face, on their knees before God, and ask forgiveness for throwing him out of this nation. And I pray every night. I prayed again last night that he would bind the hands and confound the enemies, his enemies, and stop them from putting his under martial law. Just shut them down. And the way I pray this is the way David did in the Bible and others in the Bible, Saul and others, imprecatory prayers. I say to God, I say, Lord, please, if someone tries to give an order to put us to start martial law in America, that that person that tries to put out that order to start martial law in America is driven to their feet dead, that they just drop as they're trying to send the message, either electronically by telephone, or if they're standing before troops and they try to give an order to start martial law here in America, that they drop dead at their feet. And the next person that comes along to try to do the same thing, that they drop immediately to their feet dead, and that after about three or four, guess what, folks? Nobody else is going to want to walk up and try to give that order to put us under martial law. If every time somebody attempts to do that, they drop dead before they get the order out of their mouth or get the order off their computer or off the telephone, whatever, give the order, that nobody's going to want to try to give that order. Now, I also pray each night that those that try to give the order to blow up America again and another false flag attack on America, be it a biological drop over 30, 40 different places to start viruses going and blame it on Iran by our own government again, like on 9/11, that the person giving that order, about to give that order to blow up America again, do biological drops, to blow up our ships, our warships at sea over there in the Strait of Hormuz and blame it on the Iranians, that they too drop dead at their feet immediately upon trying to give that order. And the next person walks up and tries to give that order electronically on the phone or before the troops, that they drop dead at their feet. And that's going to impress people. And I told the Lord, I said, Lord, it won't take much before they know that you, God, Yahweh, you are in control, totally in control, and you don't want them given this order to blow up America again. Or they will know you don't want them to pass the order out to put us under martial law so that we can have more time using the Bill of Rights, the First Amendment, to educate and awaken your people, which is going on right now. We're using the First Amendment, and you too, folks out there, many of you, you're using the First Amendment to share information with folks that are awakening them to the fact of who the true enemies of God and liberty are in these in this country today. And that'll stop if we get put under martial law. It'll stop immediately. They'll cancel the web. The web won't be available to you and me anymore. They'll cancel radio talk shows like the Officer Jack McLam program and all the rest that are preaching the truth, that are teaching the truth and sharing the truth. And newsletters like Aid and Abet Police Military Newsletter will be stopped, shut down. The post office won't accept them anymore. And whatever you read, if you get the American Free Press or whatever it is, you will not be able to get that anymore because it's putting out the truth. And the First Amendment will be totally gone. And then the last prayer I give is, God in heaven, Creator God of heaven and earth and the universe, please shut down the person that tries to give the order to go bomb Iran. If a person gets up and tries to give the order here in America, the neocon Trotskyite synagogue of Satan tries to give the order to go bomb Iran, that person drops dead at his feet immediately. And the next person gets up and tries to give that order, they drop dead at their feet immediately. And in Israel, in the communist-controlled, Zionist-controlled, Gentiles over there who are calling themselves Jews and they're not, who control Israel, if they try to give the order, if somebody tries to give the order to go to bomb Iran, that they drop immediately to their feet dead as a mackerel. And after three or four people try to give that order and drop dead at their feet, dead, 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 guess what, folks? Those military people and politicians are going to know that God, the Creator, God of heaven, is in control, and he doesn't want to have Iran bombed because they're going to bomb. You know, we've just got a report here that Israel has now ordered 1,000 bunker buster bombs not to hit the energy-producing nuclear sites, They're just producing energy, not producing nuclear weapons at all, and Israel knows this, of course. They're going to be bombing cities with these bunker buster bombs because they want to kill 50 million Iranians out of the 72 million Iranians that live there, so we don't have another Iraq where the people, freedom fighters, are standing up. We call them insurgents, but it's actually the people themselves are rising up to fight us because we've killed 1,300,000 of their children, their wives, their daughters, their sisters, their fathers and sons, and the people are standing up, and the communist Zionist Gentiles that call themselves Jews and are not, that want to take over Iran and take over the whole Middle East to set up their Antichrist world government system there, don't want another Iraq where the freedom fighter people are standing up to defend their wives and their children and fighting against us, and we call them insurgents or Al-Qaeda, which they're not. They're the people themselves, and I've heard this from soldiers who have come back from there, folks, that this is the truth. And so, anyway, I pray every night that they do not get to bomb Iran, and the person that tries to give the order drops dead at their feet immediately trying to give that order. And the next person comes up and tries to give the order, they drop dead. And so it won't, you know, many people are kind of smart. And after three or four people dropping dead trying to give that order, folks, guess what? The multitude standing around, you say, okay, you get up and give the order. And you tell them, take a flying leap. I'm not getting up to give that order. Three of our buddies have dropped dead already trying to give that order. I'm not doing it. So that's what God can do, folks. And if you pray imprecatory prayers like David and others did in the Bible, that God defeat our enemies, especially, folks, if we get under 2 Chronicles 7:14, very important, if we get under 2 Chronicles 7:14, where we get down on our knees and ask his forgiveness for having him thrown out of this country and doing nothing about it, but sitting back and singing Kumbaya, my Lord, Kumbaya. Oh, we're leaving here next week in the rapture, so who cares if Satan takes over? That's a bunch of malarkey. And so ask God's forgiveness, and God said that he would call on heaven and heal your land if you would do that. So that's the first step. Ask God to forgive you for sitting back and doing nothing, if that's what you've done. And I did that for years and years as a Christian because my minister kept telling me to obey everything evil government tells you to do because all government's of God. And then we're leaving next week, so who cares? But, man, that's been 40 years ago, folks. And it hasn't happened next week. And Billy Graham's 90 years old today, and he's been preaching for 60 years, preaching that we're leaving next week, and he's still here, and we're still here. So anyway, folks, that's what we need to do to stop all of this. Ask God to intervene. Only as God can do it. And God gets the blessing, of course. We don't have the power. God has the power, and God will get the blessing by these people watching these guys get up and drop dead at their feet trying to give these orders to bomb America in a false flag operation, or to declare martial law in America, or to bomb Iran. These guys drop dead at their feet. They're gonna know, no problem, that God in heaven is in control and ticked off. So that's the suggestion, and that is the solution to our problems. Read 2 Chronicles 7:14, and you'll see the only escape clause in the Bible for our time is 2 Chronicles 7:14. Okay, let's see here. Folks, do you know that, I know you know that $850 billion bailout bill was passed by the House, and now it's totally passed, and within an hour, old traitor Boy George Bush signed it within 1 hour after it was put into existence. This is part of the plan to collapse the American economy down to third world nation status. That was very, very important. Matter of fact, the international banksters, I don't know, you probably did hear that they threatened the congresspersons, our congressmen, that they would bring on martial law immediately if they failed to vote in this bill at that $850 billion bailout. It was $700 billion bailout, but they added all these pork to it and passed it. It was a three-page bill when it first started out, and now it's 450 pages of pork, you know, that they added to it. So it got it up to $850 billion now. But, folks, really, this is 10 times that amount because the international bankers get this money, okay? They get this money, and they can increase it by 10 times under the Federal Reserve System. They can create 10 times the money. It's called a fractional reserve banking system. And when they get a dollar, they can loan $10. Okay, when they get $850 billion, they can loan $85 trillion. Okay, when they get $850 billion, they can loan 10 times that amount, $85 trillion out. And folks, it's absolutely correct. I've heard from our security people, financial security people, that is, that next year I can't even think of the word right now, but anyway, it's going to increase our inflation. That's the word I was looking for. It's going to increase our inflation. Right now, it's about 20% right now, inflation here in America. But next year, because of this $850 billion bailout of the Federal Reserve banks and financial institutions, it's going to bring our inflation up to 40% to 50% next year alone. Just next year, this bailout is going to cause 50% inflation. And then the international banksters have said that after this election, they're letting the oil price come down a little bit now to try to get Trader McCain elected. And they're going to raise it up to $6, $8, $10 a barrel for our oil. A gallon, rather, not a barrel, $8 to $10 a gallon for our oil after the election. And so, folks, I'd say go down and get some 55-gallon barrels and go down and get this gas at the price it is now, if it's low in your area, if it's come down to $3.50 a gallon. Get it. You know, get several barrels, 55-gallon barrels, of gasoline and store it at home, because the price is going to go through the roof. And if this $850 billion bailout has caused is going to cause 50% inflation by next year, think about what $6, $8, $10 a gallon of gasoline is going to cause the inflation rate to be. We're going to go down to third world nation status, I guarantee it. If they get it up to $8, $10 a gallon, folks, we are at third world nation status, because restaurants are going to close, businesses are going to close, people will not be out buying clothing, they won't be out buying food, the restaurants, they won't be going out to eat for sure, unless you're a millionaire, multimillionaire, that is, but there's not enough millionaires to keep the restaurants open. So it's going to be third world nation status here in this nation when they commit this act of treason against us. So there you go. You know, we're headed that direction. But as I said, folks, they threatened our congressmen with martial law immediately if they didn't sign this $850 billion bailout for the financial institutions. And, of course, they immediately voted it in because they threatened immediate martial law in the nation. Now, we're going to have martial law anyway unless God stops it. If we pray our imprecatory prayers and ask God to stop it, he may very well have sympathy on us and stop it. But we got to go through 2 Chronicles 7:14 first, folks. No question about it. No question about it. So do say your prayers every night along with me. You won't be alone. I'm there with you every night saying my prayers, imprecatory prayers. And so let's just get on our knees before God, ask forgiveness for throwing him out of this nation and for killing 50 million babies in the womb. Ask forgiveness for that and ask him to put his hand of protection back on America like he said he would do in 2 Chronicles 7:14. Okay, we'll be right back, folks. Be right back after you hear these important messages on Republic Broadcasting Network.
Act. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful, attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Now be honest. Is your sex drive what it used to be? Don't ignore the warning signs. Prostate problems begin around age 40. And by 60, one out of every two men will have these symptoms. And they do not go away. Take Super Beta Prostate. It has 3,000 times more concentration of the key ingredient in saw palmetto. It's so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules in order to get the same health benefits of one Super Beta Prostate. Try it risk-free for 30 days and give your prostate the nutrition it needs. For a risk-free trial of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-362-5848. That's 1-800-362-5848. With Super Beta Prostate, you get results or you get your money back. Or log on to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click onto the Super Beta Prostate banner to learn more about the product.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. Doctors who have tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results as well. Here's what Dr. Goodman has to say about his experience with the product.
If you notice that most times you hear these drug ads on TV, they have a list of possible side effects. I find that if you're going to take something that is, you're trading one problem for five or six other problems, that to me doesn't make sense. Using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because it's in a liquid form, I think is the best way to go.
Call to order your 2 month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Okay, folks, it's time to get on the line. If you'd like to call in next hour, we've got about 5 minutes or 6 minutes here before the next hour, and that call-in number is 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. All right, for these few minutes left here this hour, I want to tell you that I want to give great accolades and applause to Republican Representative Duncan Hunter out of California. He again is calling on Congress to legislatively, through Congress, free the two Border Patrol agents, Ramos and Compion, who are serving long prison terms for doing their job, just for doing their job. This comes after the Fifth U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals denied a request for a rehearing in the case of Ignacio Conchos with my buddy, law enforcement guy that got shot through the heart, my brother officer on my beat area when I was off on Sunday when he got shot through the heart, Ignacio Conchos. But I'm talking about Ignacio Ramos and Jose Compion, okay, who were imprisoned for shooting an illegal alien drug smuggler felon in the rump when he was evading arrest. And by the way, folks, we now know that the illegal alien, this Osvaldo de Villa, was turning around because the bullet entered in such a way you can tell when you shoot somebody if they had their hands up, if they're turning or whatever. But the doctor said that the way he was turning to shoot. He was turning around to shoot as he was running, Ignacio Ramos and Jose Compion, when they fired at him. Now, of course, Johnny Satan Sutton, the prosecutor and the judge, criminal judge, and I mean real criminal judge, a criminal himself, and the prosecutor, Johnny Satan Sutton, and his team, knew that Osvaldo de Villa had a gun, because his relatives told them that he always carried a gun. But they said in front of the jury he didn't have a gun. He did not have a gun, okay? So anyway, that's the big lie there. But anyway, Duncan Hunter is asking once again, boy, hold on, folks, hold on just a second. My phone's going out on me. Be right back. Okay, we're back here. Got a phone now. Something's wrong with my battery in that phone. Got to go get another one. But anyway, praise God, Duncan Hunter, our congressman in California, sought either a presidential or congressional pardon since the pair was sentenced to 11 years and 12 years in prison for just doing their job. But anyway, the prosecutor lied before the jury and said that Osvaldo de Villa didn't even have a weapon, and that wasn't true at all, because he was turning to shoot, and that's exactly what Jose Compion and Ignacio Ramos said, that he was turning to shoot at them when they fired. And they were convicted and put in prison for doing their job, chasing a felon, illegal alien drug smuggler who had just smuggled in over 700 pounds of marijuana in his van, and he was running back to Mexico. All right, we'll be back for our second hour. Don't forget, you can call in this second hour on the Officer Jack McLam program. Be right back.
Let me tell you why.